This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Rach and Dean. And Rach, we've got something very exciting for me, an old favourite, but a new one for you returning back to the airwaves here
yes,
on Joy.
I've never participated in this particular segment, but I've definitely been a long-time listener, so I'm excited to get the opportunity to talk to our country cousins.
That's right. It's time for Country Cousins on Joy, where we find out what's happening in our regional communities for our LGBTIQA+ community. And with restrictions starting to ease, organisations and businesses have been able to kind of go, okay, we can look to the future. We can start setting dates. So we're going to find out all of that with Damien Stevens-Todd right now. But you know what I did? I found an old tag and music that we used to have, and I have no idea what this is. So let's find out. Hello, Damien. How are you?
Hello, my country cousins lovers.
Do you love that we scraped up the old Country Cousins soundtrack to bring on back to have you return to Joy?
Oh, I love it. It was either this or the Dolly Parton one, but I'm equally happy with both.
I mean, I was hoping it would be the Dolly Parton one, but, you know, it's this, so we can be fine with it. Now, welcome back. We loved having you in the past each and every week, letting us know what was going on for our regional communities, our LGBTIQA+ regional communities. And we've missed you on the airwaves, so it's great to have you joining us weekly and having a bit of a chat about everything that's happening. And it must have been It must have been a really hard time with physical distancing and isolation going on for people in regional communities as well in the last couple of months.
It was. Many might think that those of us who live in the sticks and always have plenty of room might love that we had more room, but no. not being able to see friends and family for country folk has, been really tough. So it's good to have some regional and rural representation back on the radio, but also opportunities to get together again.
Absolutely. And the opportunity is starting to flow a little thick and fierce. I know restrictions are just starting to ease all around, but it's really great to see a lot of different organisations and festivals going, you know what, there's still stuff we can do. We can look towards the end of the year and we can start planning. So why don't we dive into our list? Rach, what's up first?
All right. I can see that we've got on the 11th and 16th of June, Free Silver Rainbow LGBTI Organisational Champions Training.
What's that
what's
all about?
What's this? Damien.
Indeed. So we are doing wonderfully across the state in getting training sessions, LGBTI inclusive training sessions into rural and regional areas. We've done the basic LGBT one at 101s, but now people are wanting more in the country, and that's amazing. So for those organisations who might consider themselves as champions in doing the inclusive practice, we've got TGV, Transgender Victoria, going online to provide regional and rural organisations with an LGBTI federally funded aged care training. So, to continue for LGBTI inclusive services within organisations for LGBTI elders. Wonderful program.
That's so fantastic that there's a focus on the elders in our communities as well, because it's an area that we really need to work on.
That's right. So presentations, group discussions and videos. This is online, 4 hours training on those two dates that you said. Plenty more info to come, and you can find it on the Facebook page.
Yeah,
I'm sure you'll tell us all about later.
And we'll put all that. Yep, you can find that on the Country Cousins on Joy Facebook page. But yeah, we will tell you about that. Coming up next on the 20th of June is Pride Salation Festival. This is a huge online virtual event happening with so many of our regional organisations. Tell us a bit about it.
This is very exciting. So 15 regional Victorian LGBTIQA+ festivals from Mildura right down to Gippsland, including Shepparton, Bendigo and beyond, are coming together to bring you Pride Salation. So on the 20th of June, each of these areas, Mallee Pride, Chill Out, Frolic in Ballarat, Geelong Rainbow, Gippsland, out in the open in Shepparton, all of them are coming together for 6 hours for an historic live streaming event on the 20th of June, supported by Lance TV and Thorn Harbour Country. All of the local organisations in those areas will have their queer artists singing, creating slideshows of photo art exhibits, doing all kinds of fun things online for everyone across the state to get involved in and watch.
And I hear there's going to be a bit of a pride parade going on. I can't wait to see how that turns out.
A virtual pride parade, you name it, we've got it.
That sounds fantastic.
Oh, I love it. Now, of course, it's great for festivals to be able to look to the future. And there's another big festival I know a lot about, Damien. Rach, why don't you tell us what's up next?
So heading into October now, from the 22nd of October to the 1st of November, out in the open in Shepparton, that is coming back.
And very close to your heart, isn't it, Damien?
How exciting.
It sure is. So those last couple of events are online because we're still in COVID, but we're hoping that by October, November, we can get a little out in the open. Pardon the pun. we're putting together a week and a half of events in our ninth year here in Shepparton, four out in the open. There'll be a carnival day. There'll be a brunch. There'll be comedians. There'll be a week and a half of events, including a rainbow walk and run this year for families and fitness fanatics alike.
That is fantastic. I love Out in the Open each and every year. It's so great.
And Damien, do you think that this year is going to be an even bigger experience because people are so desperate to get out in the open?
Yes, I think this year's Out in the Open is going to be a huge one. Everyone will have been tucked away for many months, and we hope to see everybody come to Shepparton for a wonderful weekend or two later this year.
Maybe we need to get the bus to Out in the Open back again. Maybe I need to speak to some people. We did that for a couple of years, and maybe we need to try and make that happen again.
I'd love to have you.
Well, last but certainly not least, I feel weird that I didn't plan this further because I'm involved in this one. is the Pride Gala. We spoke to Caitlin from the Gippsland Pride Initiative last week, and it's the 2020 Pride Gala, thanks to Gippsland Pride, which is a gala and roller derby game. So tell us a bit about that, Damien.
Indeed. Our nearest and dearest come together for a rare opportunity to celebrate, glam up and feel fabulous, what we all love to do. Three-course dinner, amazing entertainment, live performances, DJ and lots of other goodies in store. Impressive silent auction, funds raised, make it possible to continue important efforts on education, connection and celebration for Gippslanders, and this annual gala event is not to be missed.
We're really excited. It's the second year that that's happened. And, you know, like so many people had already bought tickets when obviously COVID had happened. And only two people were the ones that went, all right, we'll take a refund and see what happens later. Everyone else just transferred them to later. So there's already tickets sold. You want to dive in and get more? Yeah,
right,
everyone.
I need to get onto that.
For all these events, we should be putting them in our calendars because we really need to get out there, especially this year, and show our support to our regional communities and the LGBTIQA plus communities in our regional areas.
Damien, I'm not sure if you heard in your little explanation during that when you said live entertainment, Dean went, that's me.
That's me.
Did you hear him?
Never miss an opportunity.
Look, Damien, thank you for joining us and for coming back onto Mad Wednesdays and sharing it. We love, I absolutely love that you reached back out and that we're doing it again and being able to share with our communities everything that's going on in regional areas because it is really important for us to do that. But if you would like to know about any events, the best thing you can do is head to Country Cousins on Joy on Facebook. We've already put it up on the Mad Wednesday social media and follow that page because Damien's just given us some of them that are there, but anything that's going on in our regional areas for our communities is there. It's shared. It's a great wealth of information and knowledge, and it's great to be able to reach out to our other communities.
Thanks, folks. See you next week.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. That's been Country Cousins on Joy, and this is Mad Wednesdays with Rach and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.